Social media algorithms want you to follow the crowd. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Filippo Mincer, professor of informatics and computer science at Indiana University, examines how this can be gamed by certain users.
Social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, rely on people's behavior to decide on the content that you see. This idea is based on the wisdom of the crowd, according to which the collective opinions from many people are likely right. In fact, our brain has evolved simple instincts based on this, like imitation and conformity. Social media algorithms exploit this idea by watching for content that people like, comment, and share. They use these engagement signals to predict what we like and rank this content at the top of our news feeds. On the surface, this seems reasonable. If lots of people like something, it must be worthy of our attention. But our research shows that, in general, engagement bias leads to lower overall quality of online content. The reason is that algorithms amplify noisy engagement signals. Once a low-quality item becomes popular, it keeps getting amplified. People are also tricked by engagement signals. We ran an experiment using a game called Fakey, developed by our lab, that simulates a social news feed. We found that players are more likely to share low-credibility content when they see that many others have shared or liked those articles. The wisdom of the crowds fails because it assumes that the crowd is made of reasonable and independent actors. But both assumptions are violated on social media. People engage with junk content and are similar to their online friends. We unfriend people we disagree with. Worse, engagement signals can be gamed. Trolls, bots, and coordinated accounts flood the network and create an appearance of engagement. These strategies hack both social media algorithms and our brains. What to do? Perhaps algorithms could hide engagement signals and add friction to lower the volume, decreasing opportunities for manipulation.
That was Filippo Mincer of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.